Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We are the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. At the bottom of the hour, we got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss. Martin is so much more pleasant now, Rob, since we put him in his place a few weeks ago. You know, he had the big head and thought he was all that, and we put him on the hot seat and humbled him. We did the same thing with Rob G. It happened. So we're not mad at him. We love the young brother. But, you know, we'll do that to you. If you get out of your station, if you don't understand where you're at, we'll let you know. Rob G, Alex, keep that in mind. All right?
You're lucky I don't talk sports, CB.
That's all we're saying.
Alex said, I want no part of it. Let Rob G be the punching bag, right?
Yeah, and he is. He is a punching bag.
Well, I did send a very scathing email to our boss, Scott Shapiro, when I found out you guys were both going to be off next week.
What?
And I'm like, why is me and...
You're off, Rob?
Why is me and Alex not hosting? The ratings about to go up tremendously. And then we didn't even get the shot. They don't want to see us shine, that's all.
I didn't know, Rob. I'm off Thursday and Friday. Were you off next week, Rob?
I am now.
Why? Why don't you bring George Wrongs to him? Have fun with him.
I got World Series duty. I'll be in Dallas.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Duty or, you know, you're just going. But
No. Right. I'm writing.
You're going to write. I'm sure you're going
to. No, I'm writing.
You're going, there. But are they sending you?
Yes.
All right, anyway, speaking of the World Series, Rob, I love saying this. I don't know exactly what it means. I know what it means, but I don't know why it's the phrase we use. But don't look now, but the Astros are up 4-1, Rob. They had a huge fifth inning.
Unbelievable.
Yes. And now they're, you know, I don't want to say on the verge. It's only the fifth inning. Obviously, this is an offensive era. But they could tie it at three games. They were down 3-0. Remember that. Now, and obviously, now, anything can happen in the Game 7. I would not rule the Rays out, but clearly the Astros will have the momentum. And, Rob, I don't know that I like myself for this right now, but you know how sometimes when you don't really have a dog in the fight, you kind of just wait to see who you end up pulling for. You know, it's right. Just in you, like you feel yourself leaning toward one team. I got to be honest. I'm leaning Astros.
No.
I know.
You wanted their World Series to be taken from them, and yes. now you're good with them? You're all right?
No, I don't know if I just want – and again, because I'm not a fan of them or anything.
Right.
I don't know if I just want them to get to the World Series to get beat or what. But right now, I feel like I would like to see the Astros win this game and maybe this series. Where are you at on that? You just feeling one way or the other?
Yeah,
or what?
It doesn't matter to me, but if there are baseball gods, they should lose. And if they get to the World Series, Chris, this is what I'm going to keep saying. I know it's like a broken record, but no Garrett Cole and no Verlander, Justin Verlander. That's incredible, seriously.
Yes.
Right?
Well, and again, I told
you. They got Greinke, but think, still.
I think, Rob, it'd be good for baseball because obviously the fans, rightly so, and you said it, including me, wanted their title vacated. Fans wanted justice. Whether they agreed with me in going that far or not, fans wanted justice. We are human beings. We have an innate desire for justice. When wrong is done, there needs to be justice for us to move on. And their justice has not been done in this case. And so if the Astros win, then it'll make you feel a little bit, well, you know what? They were the better team in 2017. They weren't okay. So it wasn't totally just that they cheated. they actually are really good baseball team. So I think a lot of people would feel that way. And I also say this, Rob, it also makes you say, if they, you know, even maybe to this point, you can say it. Why? Why? It's like a beautiful woman getting extra Botox that she didn't need. Or some type of surgery, plastic surgery
to my
she didn't need.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, if they win the World Series, even get there this year, you didn't need it. Why'd you need the garbage cans? I know it was 3 years ago, but still.
But still, no, it would be a great question. And the only thing that was weird, Chris, and you know, the playoff series compared to a regular season, is that their numbers were all down, right?
Really?
Altuve,
and their wins were
all
down
of them.
Too. Yeah,
right. They were under. They were not even 500. Right.
Right.
So that was the part that looked like, okay, no garbage cans. Look at where their numbers are.
Yep.
Altuve didn't look like the MVP he was in the batting
not
champ.
Even close.
He was awful, and everybody said, okay, look, they're not that good. They needed the help. And then they get into the playoffs, right, by the skin of their teeth, and now look where they are.
Yep.
On the verge. I mean, we saw the Yankees choke a 3-0 lead. First time in baseball history. That was 2004, Chris, you remember.
Yep.
That helped the Red Sox. They came back and beat the Yankees and then won the World Series in 2004 and finally snapped that long drought that they had up in Beantown.
Yeah, man, this is interesting. I don't think I'm alone, though, in feeling that way. I do think some other fans are feeling that, too. All right, let's move on. Talk about needing help, Rob.
This is bad
here. Some are wondering, does Lamar need a little help? Now, one who's not wondering is the Philadelphia Eagles defensive coordinator, Jim Schwartz. The Eagles play the Ravens this weekend, and I'm going to tell you, I think the Eagles are in trouble. I think Baltimore is going to run roughshod over them. And Schwartz said this about Lamar Jackson. He's probably the most dangerous player in the league. Now, what'd you say?
He did use probably.
Yeah. I think the Ravens are going to have their way with Philadelphia. But I got it. And I like Lamar, and I love what he's done for football. I love the, you know, just it's, we haven't seen this. I mean, even Michael Vick, it wasn't like this. But we got to be honest, it hasn't been the same this year. And credit to the Ravens, their defense is phenomenal. It's the best in the league, in my opinion, at least right now. And the offense is still scoring about close to 30 points a game.
Just that his passing yards are like last
passing
in the league.
Passing and rushing.
Pass
is way Russian isn't last in the league, of course.
But I mean, passing,
he's gone
last time
he's about half of what he was doing last year.
But passing, Rob G, can you look that up real quick?
Oh, he's down. Yeah, yeah.
The last time I saw it, they were last, though. No?
Yeah, he talked about that. They're second to last.
Second to last?
Passing.
Okay. I knew that.
He's
only
rushing, Rob, for 47 yards a game. So the question now, do I think that the Ravens are going to fall off? As I said, they're still playing well. They only had problems with their kryptonite, Kansas City. So they're 4-1.
They've been rolling
most teams, right. But I definitely think Schwartz is wrong. Now, you said he said probably, so that gives him a little cushion.
That gives him out.
He's not, let's just face it, he's not the most dangerous guy in the league.
He was a year ago,
and certainly the most unique.
He won a unanimous MVP. I mean,
no, he was great, but
he was. I'm just saying, he was at that point.
He was awesome in the regular season, but this is what we've all wondered, and the book's not written by any stretch of the imagination. But we've said it, small sample size, but 0-2 in the playoffs, and hasn't been nearly the player. Now I know he racked up a ton of yards and stuff and stats in the second half of last year's loss to Tennessee. But when the game was really decided in the first half, they stopped him.
That's why you have to have the stat pad for the index. Am I right?
You're right. You're absolutely
you know what I'm
right.
talking about.
Yes.
Right.
You're absolutely right.
Those stats.
Because you can look at – in fact, interestingly, Rob, I go on First Things First and obviously do battle with Nick Wright. And we were talking about LeBron. And Nick brought up – and I had said this, Rob, years ago. even shortly after it happened, we know that LeBron's, the thing that, the biggest negative, let's say, on his resume is Dallas 2011.
Right.
And if you look at the numbers, Rob, these were LeBron's numbers for that series. 17 points, 7 and 6. I don't know if it was 7 rebounds, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, 6. Yeah, but it was 7 and 6 and shot like 48% or something. And so I said this back then. When people years from now who didn't see it, you know, you look at those numbers. Now, that was the third leading scorer for them. So for LeBron, that's terrible, you know, for LeBron. But you look at those numbers and you'll be like, hold on. This is horrible? I mean, this isn't bad, right? But when you watched it, you know it was bad.
That's what we always talk about, close to about LeBron. Impact points and impact stats. Yep. Impact, and that's why this, what you just brought up, because people can pile up stats at end of games, and then you look at them, Chris, and you go, he didn't have a bad game, but in the real game, in the balance, when it was in the balance, it wasn't good.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the question is this, we asked a few people this, a few of our NFL guests yesterday, and what they said about Lamar is that, look, this is the NFL. Greg Jennings said it. And people figure you out, Rob, these teams are smart. These coordinators are smart. They watch film endlessly. And what they have figured something out, whether you want to say they figured Lamar out, you know, completely. I'm not ready to go there.
I can't go there.
Yeah, they've certainly figured something out, and they're forcing him to throw the ball. And I think at this point they know when he throws it, he's going to throw it to the tight end or the running back overwhelmingly. And that's going to be, you know, the case. And we talked about in offseason, he's got to improve on hitting his receivers outside the numbers, near the sidelines, like that's or downfield outside the numbers. That is the next big step for him. He's a workhorse, right? He works his tail off, you know, by all admissions. You've seen the great improvement already. So I think he can do it, but that is a big step he's going to have to take, and it might be a necessary step for them to start winning playoff games. That's the thing.
But that's in most sports, I would say almost all, Chris, whatever it is you do well, then after they get tape on you and watch you, they try to take that away from you and make you do the things, right? If a guy is a great penetrator, then you want to keep him out on the perimeter, right?
We saw it with LeBron, remember? San Antonio 07.
Exactly. Force him to shoot the ball. If a guy comes up to the big leagues and he's hitting every fastball out the park, Chris, he'll get a steady diet the next time around, right? The next year of changeups and curveballs. And then you're going to have to prove that you can hit that. Because you already made – we know you can hit the fastball, so we're not going to throw it to you. So it happens in all sports. And the best players are the people who make that adjustment, and that's where he is.
Well, like you said, that's what separates the stars.
Yep.
Right? The stars can adjust and go to something else when they need to. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Is Lamar Jackson still, as he was last year, the most dangerous player in the NFL? And if so, how do you explain his slow start to this season? It's your turn to weigh in as we continue the conversation with you, Chris and Rob. The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple. Chris and Rob are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. Also brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has more ways for you to get what you need when you need it with their free same-day pickup. You can place your order online and grab what you need today at more than 5,700 AutoZone locations, in-store or curbside. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone, AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. We threw it out to you. What's going on with Lamar Jackson? Has the league figured him out or what? Your turn to weigh in.
Yeah. So hard to say that so soon that he's figured out. You know what I mean? But
well, especially, definitely. Rob, they're still winning. They're 4-1. Right. And it ain't just the defense. They're averaging 30 points a game almost.
Right. They have dominated. Matt in Ohio, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me on, man.
Yes, Ohio's a big state. Where exactly are you?
I am Jackson, Ohio, about an hour or so from Columbus. About an hour and a half from Cincinnati.
I covered high school games out there, Massillon, Jackson, and all that.
Yeah, I'm about 40 minutes from where Joey Burrow went to high school in Athens.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, what you got, Matt?
Well, I just personally, just from what I've been watching, I think he's not quite where he used to be last year. I don't know if you want to say teams have schemed for him better, enough film. Well, I think the game against the Chiefs really kind of showed it all. I mean, he's still top five. I have Aaron Rodgers as number one, Russell two, Patty Mahomes, Showtime at number three, and then you'd probably put Lamar at number four, but he's not quite what he used to be to me anyways from last year. He's going to have to eat his Wheaties if he wants to get back to that elite level.
I think that's fair, though, Matt.
I think
that's
fair.
Do you see, like, he's lost a half a step? Is that what you're saying? Athletically, he's not there or what?
I think he looked a little timid, I would say. Just from what I was watching, when he would kind of go off on that first step,
he's got a knee issue. So that's probably
It looked like he's a little timid to tuck it and go, and it kind of hurt him a bit, maybe. But I think that's kind of holding him back also. But also, it's been last year and now this, or halfway through the season, teams had a lot of time to scheme for him.
Yeah. All right. No, there's no doubt that they got plenty of tape now. What he does, Chris, his tendencies, you know, what we need to do, there's no doubt. They're studying it night and day. Because he ran roughshod over everybody a year ago. Brandon, in Arizona, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, how you guys doing? Top of the top to you.
What's up?
Great.
My biggest thing with this is I think he's still the same. It's just you got to understand, I'm a football coach, played in the NFL a little bit, and you got guys, not even coordinators, but we had guys that all they did all year round was look at the top teams and just see what they and break them all the way down.
Yep.
And I think that's part of it. And then the other part is in today's NFL and even back when I played, like you got to have a number two. You got to have somebody in the passing, a tight end, a receiver, somebody. All the guys you mentioned, they have somebody that can win that one-on-one battle. And right now, people can just one-on-one them up and then play for the run.
Now, Brandon, you said you played in the NFL. Did you have a cup of coffee and a sweet roll, or did you play a couple of years?
I had three years with the Giants, man, 97 through 2000.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and you know what? My guy, I know you guys know Jesse Armstead. Jesse, he put it to me. I had a start against Philly 1 year. And Jesse put it, he said, man, these guys are paid. We had like old guys that have been from the 80s that were just still on staff. And all they do all day is watch film, see tendencies, break things down. That's back in the 90s, late 90s. Imagine
you know it's much more advanced now.
Exactly.
There's no question. Brandon, no question. Good call.
Thanks for the support, too, man. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you. Marty in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
What's up, guys? I'm glad to follow Brandon there. He made some great points, especially coming from a former NFL player. And it's the truth, you know, that these teams, they pay a lot of money to a lot of people to watch a lot of film to break guys down. And that's where this sophomore slump comes from.
Yeah,
I know that Lamar is not in his sophomore season, but really he came in halfway through his rookie season.
Because he only played six games, though, if you remember, right? It was the last six of the regular season,
I don't think he drew enough attention. He didn't look out. He didn't look great, and then he had the bad playoff game. And then last year, he dominated the regular season, then he got the attention. And I think he is going to go through some growing pains here. Harbaugh's a great coach. He's not going to rush him into throwing the ball down the field too often, too much before he's ready to. He's going to let him get that confidence in the right amount of time. And I do believe, because the guy's got heart. I watched him play live at Louisville. I mean, he's had heart since he played in college, and mm-hmm. I believe that players with heart will overcome that. That, you know, that right now he's seeing new things, he's seeing new schemes, things that were specifically designed to stop him. But I think he'll overcome it, and if he gets in the playoffs this year, I think he'll be ready for the speed of it, and we'll see a win out of him, as much as I hate to say it because I despise the Ravens.
No, I hear you. I know you're a Steelers guy.
Well,
let me ask you this.
He's overcome every obstacle so far. So yep. far.
Absolutely. Exactly.
Marty, how's River doing? And is he a, do you guys have school in Kentucky? Or are you going, are you doing online school? What do you got?
River's doing online school. He, right now he's the only one in his kindergarten class doing online. It's going okay. We've had some battles.
Right. I can imagine.
Yeah, that's got to be
but,
tough.
But, you know, it's new and it's different. And he's got a great teacher. She's just phenomenal.
So, Marty, all the other kids are going into class and he's the only one online?
Yes. There were some before fall break, and now he's the only one. But he's got severe food allergies and a few immune
systems. You can't mess around with that then. You can't play around with it, right?
Yeah, we take extra precaution because his immune system hasn't been as strong as you like, and he's got food allergies, and there's a lot of food in the class because they avoid lunchrooms and things like that.
Smart.
Well, tell River we say hello, Marty. Have a good weekend.
One to check on him.
I'll tell him. Good talking to you guys.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. All right, we got Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up, but first...
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me riding.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
The humbled Martin Weiss. What kind of introduction is that?
Yes. We were talking earlier about how much nicer you are to deal with now that we put you on the hot seat and spanked you.
Yes.
Like you,
Rob,
and you,
Rob
and
G,
look,
how
you got
did you
company,
let this happen?
You got company, Rob G, too. He's been in the same place. Yes. Y'all thought y'all was all that. Y'all got the big head. And we had to let you know what time it is.
Exactly.
Don't act like you don't know. I mean, come on.
And we also put you on Front Street when you had that Kyle Murray ridiculous take.
Yes.
And that you couldn't even. You still with that?
Rolling with that?
I would have taken the bet if you had made it any type of reasonable.
Please.
I'm not going to bore the good listeners of the Odd Couple.
You had a chance to get four.
But I will say this. I request. No. In fact, I demand another opportunity on the hot seat. To show you two old geezers just how it's done.
You wave in the back of the line, man.
Unbelievable.
It's a lot of people that want to. It's a lot. When you at the
That's
top,
all right,
it's
cool.
a lot of people that want to take
need,
shots
Broussard.
At you. So you're about 10
you
weeks
need,
away.
That's right. You know what?
That's 10 weeks of practice. It's like a heavyweight fight. Get your training in, Broussard.
You know, Bob Costas is on the list. He's waiting, too. So you know you got some time. You got to wait.
Well, I'm trolling
right,
both
let's
of y'all.
Let's get to it. Let's get into it.
Oh, man.
All right. If Rob and Chris like the story I read, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
Now, Rob Parker's MVP and the greatest thrower of the football he's ever seen, Aaron Rodgers, obviously watches more football than any of us do. He's watching tape and preparing for opponents while we just watch games and highlights. But, of course, Rodgers is watching these games, too. But he recently said that he turns the commentary all the way off and listens to music while games like Monday Night Football are on. Now, maybe it makes sense for an athlete, but Rob, for you, are you trolling or rolling average Joes like us watching games with the sound off?
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
I hear people say that, oh, I can't stand this announcer. I turn the sound down and I just watch the – I just can't. No one has bothered me that much to where I don't want to hear, like, what they're talking about, some analysis. I'm watching the game, yes. The announcers, to me, they don't spoil my enjoyment of the game, but I do want to know what's going on. Chris, do you remember when the NBC had a game with no announcers? Do you remember that?
In the early 80s,
it was
right?
awful.
Yep.
It was awful.
They wanted to experiment just had microphones. We liked the sound of the hitting, the talk. Yeah, you're right. It was awful.
It was awful. Absolutely.
It was like the context was lost.
Yep.
Good the game. Yeah, I'm trolling it as well.
Oh, man. Hey,
look, I like the announcer. Obviously, some are better than others, but I like, there's a reason Tony Romo, Troy Aikman, Joe Buck get paid the money they do. It enhances the experience, period. Yes. It is good. Like Rob and I just said, if you don't have the announcers, the context is lost. And it kind of is just dudes out there playing a game. And, you know, and it's different. I'm telling you. I get dudes. Maybe they're big time into music. They want to hear music while they're watching the game.
But you know what, Chris?
I think, in general, you got to hear the announcers.
But it makes sense because when they watch film, right, shot usually a football, doesn't have sound to it.
Right.
So that makes sense. Why
I get
Aaron,
it for football.
Aaron, right. They normally watch it from the film, not from the video of the game, right? Different angles.
And let's keep it real. And Aaron Rodgers, now obviously Tony Romo and Troy Aikman know what they're talking about. But, you know, we don't know as much as an Aaron Rodgers.
No, we need to hear that.
As a football player, right. And they may not want to hear it. They may think the dude don't know what he's talking about, you know?
Now, so, I will say this. There's one guy. It's nothing against him, but there's one guy who I turn down when I hear him. And it's Sean McDonough, because Sean McDonough has called some of the most heartbreaking losses I've ever experienced as a fan. And every time I hear his voice, I hear, oh, it's trouble with the snap. So I'm rolling with turning the volume down.
All you had to do was go to Michigan, that's all. So it doesn't matter. It could be any announcer.
Rolling, odd couple, Fox Sports Radio. Houston Rockets GM Daryl Morey decided to step down after years of playoff success, but never won a championship. He's still one of the most respected minds in sports, however. So respected, in fact, there are rumors he may consider a career change and seek out opportunities as an NFL GM. Chris, are you trolling or rolling Daryl Morey as an NFL GM?
I'm trolling this in the loudest terms.
Oh, man. Hey.
And here's why. Do I think Daryl Morey – I know Daryl Morey and – he wasn't much of a high school basketball player. I covered the high school. He wasn't there when I covered him, but I know the high school he went to. He didn't play much. We talked about it. He didn't play much. It wasn't even, you know, it was a small school and all that. So he wasn't like this huge basketball guy. He's just a smart man. And I think even though he's overrated, he is a good GM, a good GM, not the wonder child that some people think he is. But I think, yeah, he might be a good GM in the NFL. Jerry Krause went from being a scout for the Chicago White Sox to the Chicago Bulls GM and obviously did a good job. But here's my issue with it. That would be the height of white privilege.
I knew you were going to say that.
You got black dudes in the NFL who have played blood, sweat, and tears in the film room. In the front office, doing every single thing they need to do to become a GM. And if you dare, but I will go off if Daryl Morey, just out of the blue, was given an NFL GM job. If he's a scout, you know, something lower level like that, fine. But if he's able to step in and become an NFL GM ahead of all of these brothers, Broussard gonna raise something.
I'm gonna troll and we can move on to the next because Chris said enough. I'm with you, and you know, like they give him way too many accolades for a guy 13 years right. And one trip to the conference finals.
Two trips to the conference finals, but still, that's not, yeah. Right.
Trolling or rolling, a couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, we all know the Jets are basically playing college football while the rest of the league is miles ahead of them, but they still have to participate in media sessions. Today, D.C. Greg Williams said, when asked about his Jets giving up 32 points a game, quote, "It's not a very good number, but a lot of it's not all defensively." When asked to clarify, Williams told reporters, quote, "Yeah, you'd have to figure that one out." Rob, he's obviously talking about Adam Gase. Are you trolling or rolling Greg Williams passing the buck?
I am trolling it.
Oh, you, man. Hey.
You can't pass the buck, man. That's your defense. It's on your record, 32 points a game. I get it. Sometimes the offense gives up the ball, puts your defense in a bad spot. But, dude, it's got to be better. The Jets' defense has been horrendous, period. Whether it's 32 points, Chris, or 26 or whatever, if you want to take a touchdown off a game, it's still bad. It's bad.
Yeah, I'm trolling it, too.
Oh, man. Hey.
And look, he's right. We know Adam Gase is not doing a good job. And I don't even – yeah, I understand him being upset about it, you putting it all on me and my defense. But you got to – we get it. But you have to show a united front. Even if the dude, the head coach, you know he's not up to the job, you have to show a united front. That's part of the job description for an assistant coach. Ty Lue. Now, obviously, Ty Lue had great respect for Doc Rivers. And I'm not saying he would question Doc. But he's going to do some things differently next year.
He's his old man.
Right. So I'm sure he was sitting there at times saying, I think we should be doing this in his mind. But you get in line with the head coach. Other people see it. People around the league see it. It's not all Greg Williams. The offense is putting them in bad position. Other people that might want to hire a Greg Williams. He's a good defensive coordinator. We know that. So I just think, though, you don't come out publicly like that against your head coach, no matter how bad the head coach is.
Now, Chris, real quick, I know we got to go.
I was in my
car yesterday, and I heard you say Jim Harbaugh is a disappointment.
Yeah, well, yes, considering how much money he's making. But I wouldn't – but he has made them relevant.
Welcome to the right side of history.
He has made them relevant, and they're better. They were in the top 15 one out of 8 years before he got there.
But he's been three out of five since he's been there.
You went to Michigan. Look, I paid a ton of money to Michigan for my daughter. But y'all ain't Ohio State. You never have been. I know you thought you were, but you're not.
All
this
right.
is who you are.
Odd Couple.
Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
KC and the Sunshine Band?
Yes. Now, they were live, Rob.
They were hot about a decade.
Yes. They were awesome. Many jams. Speaking of awesome, Rob, 6-1 Houston.
So now, looks like we'll have a game seven.
Yes, and let me ask you this as a baseball guy. It's one thing to give up a 3-0 lead and be forced into a game seven. How much would it matter if the Astros absolutely destroy Tampa Bay in this game? Like, let's say it's 8-1.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because in baseball, Chris,
I mean, for it's about the
starting pitcher tomorrow in game seven. You know what I mean? It does come down to that. If your guy goes out there and pitches seven shutout, what happened yesterday, today, doesn't really factor in. It really doesn't.
That you got a pitcher who he wasn't the one that
he wasn't involved in that. Right. He had nothing to do with that. You know
what
I'm saying?
What about the other player? Does it mess with the other player's psyche?
Sure, because one group of guys are feeling great, right? Great, we were down 3-0. We can do this. You got confidence now, right?
Yep.
But
it's just the opposite in the other clubhouse.
But if that guy comes out of the bullpen, you know, comes out and starts for Tampa Bay, I don't know. Is it Snell who pitched today?
Snell started, and Snell was fine.
Right.
Snell wasn't a problem.
It was after him.
Yeah.
And whoever has to pitch game seven for them is about the starting pitcher. And obviously, Chris, everybody's on a short leash tomorrow, right? Game seven.
Absolutely.
It's about as soon as you get in trouble, dude, they're going to the bullpen.
Yep. All right. We know Ty Lue was hired as the Clippers coach yesterday. A lot written about it. And guy who's been on our show, good reporter for The Athletic, Jovan Buha, he wrote a story recently saying how some of the issue in – because a lot of it is that Ty's going to have to come in and hold his superstars accountable. And Rob, I was saying it. I told you I was hearing that the Doc wasn't doing that. And that meaning Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, he wasn't holding them accountable. There was even a report that Kawhi has so much power over Doc that Kawhi was determining when he came in, went in and out of the games. And so that rubbed the role players the wrong way. Jovan's story said that Kawhi, we know he lives in San Diego, takes helicopter up to L.A. for games and practices, but that he would be late for some of the flights for away games because he's, you know, flying in from San Diego first, and that rubbed some players the wrong way. Do you think the Clippers' chemistry issues are much more problematic than we knew or thought?
I think when you lose, you got to figure out a reason why. So you nitpick. I just know, Chris, in my 34 years of covering sports, I've talked to guys who pull the covers back from teams that have won and done, you know, great things. Right. And I hear the same stuff. I've heard it. But when you win, I always say, when you win, Chris, it covers up all the flaws. And I'm not saying that you know,
it's not a problem.
Help.
It's got to change.
Right. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying it's easy to do that. Despite all of what you're talking about, they were up 3-1. If they got swept by Denver, Chris, then maybe I'd buy into it. They're way better. There's no way they should have been swept. They were up 3-1 and choked. So I don't look at it that way. That's just me.
Well, I think it's something that has to be fixed. I think Ty has to come in and set the culture that obviously superstars get some special treatment, and deservedly so. But you got to be on time for flights, and you got to play. I want him to get rid of that load management to the degree that he can. But, yeah, I agree. It's, you know, you got problems in a lot of places that they overcome with winning.